From KDWA Radio, we have your local news and community events that will keep you up to date on the station that's been serving this area since 1963, bringing you information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on AM 1460, FM 97.7, and online at kdwa.com. In top news this hour, Farmington police officer suddenly passes away. Lock and Dam Eatery to offer free meals for SNAP benefits on Tuesdays. Senate tour stops in Hastings, part 2. The Farmington Police Department is mourning the loss of one of their own, according to a release from the Farmington Police Department. A respected 15-year veteran of the department, Pete Zajac, died earlier this week. Zajac served the community with dedication and compassion throughout his career and served as the school resource officer in the Farmington District. To allow members of the Farmington Police Department the time and space to grieve, the city of Farmington has announced that law enforcement coverage for the city will be temporarily supported by surrounding law enforcement agencies. The city is asking residents to keep Officer Zajac's family, friends, and the entire Farmington community in their thoughts and prayers. Out of respect for the family's privacy, no further details will be released at this time.
Every Tuesday in November, Hastings Lock and Dam Restaurant offers free meals to SNAP recipients. Restaurant proprietor Jennifer Malesio spoke with KDWA and shared her heart and reasoning behind this thoughtful offer.
First, we decided that we would give out our turkey meals like we've done for the last 6 years. This is for anybody who needs it, and even if you don't like to cook, you're more than welcome to buy it and pay for it. If you can't afford to or are in need, you don't need to explain, just sign up on my Facebook. There's a sign up genius. How many adults, how many kids, and then you pick a time, just that way we don't have everybody at one time. We decided, actually, as I said in WCCO, you don't need to reinvent the wheel. And so I steal a lot of things. I never steal from my neighbors. I never steal from anybody close, but I get a lot of ideas from people. And a good friend of mine from Texas had posted how he saw somebody giving away free meals on Tuesday at a restaurant. And I thought, we can do this. So I spoke to my husband, and my husband's like, yes, we can. Now, of course, I can't give away burgers and all the expensive stuff, but we can at least get you a good homemade fettuccine Alfredo or homemade spaghetti, and then the kids can order off any kid's menu. And I just think that with all that's going on in the world and the way we see so much division, I guess is a good way, I think this is a good way to bring everybody back. I think we just need to all remember our hearts and do what we can to make this better. And I thought, why not? Honestly, I think part of the reason is that this community has given to us. I'm not from here. And if you know much about not being from here, you're an outsider. You know, it takes a long time to be part of the community. And when we started this restaurant, we felt that. And then all of a sudden, things just changed. And now we're part of the community. People come to us. We go to people. And I love it. That's why I moved here. I moved to a small town because I wanted to be a part of something bigger, because I'm an only child and it's just really nice. And I needed help at one time. You know, I was that person that was on food stamps. Back in 2006, when the economy was tough, we needed to feed our children. It wasn't about affording a phone. It wasn't about all these pluses. It was about feeding my children. And it's scary. And that's my thing, is that I don't think a child should ever have to worry about being fed or not finding a snack or going to bed hungry. So anyway, that's kind of why we did it. I said this morning in my Facebook post, it's not about, to us, what's in our back wallet. It's about what we do in our heart. And that's how we truly feel. So Tuesday, I kind of warn people, I think if you're coming out to have dinner, maybe don't come on Tuesday. Because I truly think Tuesday is going to be overwhelming. I mean, I've only got so many seats, especially with no patio anymore. And I just want to be able to get in as many as we can. I mean, I'm hoping the folks that come in that need it, you know, you'll get your two items or your two choices plus the kids and in and out. You know, I want you to get to enjoy meals like everybody else and have fun, but I also want to be able to feed as many as we can. So, yeah, but I hope that you come on the other days to support us, because that's the way we can make this happen, is by being supported by our local community.
The Hastings Fire Department filed their incident report for dates ending October 26th. On October 26th at 6:37 p.m., firefighters responded to a motor vehicle crash on Point Douglas Drive South. There were no injuries in this crash. On October 25th at 4:14 a.m., firefighters were dispatched to a gas leak in the 1900 block of Edgewood Lane. Units arrived at 4:21, controlled at 4:44, and left the scene at 4:47. On October 22nd at 10:46 a.m., Hastings Fire responded to a report of a fire in the 2200 block of Vermilion Street, reported to be a fire near a structure. Units arrived at 10:50, controlled the scene at 10:54, and cleared at 11:12 a.m. There was minimal damage reported in this incident. On October 20th at 8:35 p.m., firefighters were dispatched to a crash with multiple injuries at Point Douglas Drive South and 122nd Street South. Units arrived at 8:40 and transported patients, with the last unit clearing at 9:16. Alina EMS from Wisconsin also assisted on this call. Four people were reported injured, with their injuries not known, but considered non-life-threatening. All other calls were considered routine in nature or false alarm calls.
The Senate Capital Investment Committee's bonding tour stopped into Hastings on Tuesday, October 28th. City Administrator Dan Waticha presented the bonding committee with a PFAS update. The city made a request of funds for the remaining two water treatment plants to address PFAS. The water treatment plant project consists of three PFAS and nitrate decentralized treatment plants with associated water main piping. All three plants, Central, Eastern, and Western, are required to address the PFAS contamination, and the water treatment plants will be phased in from 2025 to 2029 if Hastings can receive funding now. The imperative situation was expressed by City Administrator Dan Waticha and Public Works Director Ryan Stempski. The city's request to the Senate Capital Investment Committee is the following. For the Western Water Treatment Plant, the city is requesting $20.7 million. And for the Eastern Water Treatment Plant, the city is requesting $18.3 million. The Eastern Water Treatment Plant includes an interconnection for the Minnesota Veterans Home. Waticha pointed out to the bonding committee that the water treatment plants are crucial infrastructure, that Hastings needs clean and safe drinking water. For the plant projects, the City of Hastings continues to seek funding through grants and other avenues. In 2 weeks, the Minnesota House bonding tour will also be in Hastings.
And now, a look at your community events.
On November 6th is Rise Up Recovery's Let Your Light Shine Banquet. This will be a powerful evening of hope for the next generation. There will be inspiring stories of change and a light shined on brighter futures through Rise Up's youth-focused programs. KDWA's very own Mo will be a keynote speaker. Rise Up's fifth annual banquet is Thursday, the 6th of November at 6 p.m. at Almquist Farms. Secure your tickets at riseuprecoverymn.com/letyourlightshine.
November 7th through the 9th is the book sale at Pleasant Hill Library, with the official sale taking place Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and a bag sale from 1 to 3 p.m. on Sunday. There will also be a members-only sale on Thursday, November 6th from 5 to 7 p.m. Donations are accepted November 1st through the 7th at the library during regular hours. They accept gently used books of most any genre, as well as CDs, DVDs, record albums, games, and puzzles. United Heroes League invites you to their Veterans Day Jamboree. This event is set for November 15th and is a free event open to the public starting at 9 a.m. with free locker room tours and continuing throughout the day. That's your local news and community events at this hour. If you would like KDWA to cover a news story or community event, or if you see news happening, give us a call at 651-437-1460 or email us at news@kdwa.com. This has been Trey Lauer
and Christy Myrie
reporting.